You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on IP for Green Innovation comes from Ilya Kasi.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going green. We're talking green innovation and how intellectual property is shaping the future of sustainable tech.
A really fascinating area.
Yeah, and to really dig into this, we've got a great blog post by Ilya Kasi. It summarizes a new study, and the findings are honestly kind of surprising.
It is intriguing. The study actually looked at European Inventor Award winners.
Oh, wow.
To see how their IP strategies changed over time. You know, we're talking about a mix of startups, universities, even established companies.
Well, so it's like a pretty wide range.
Yeah, all trying to make a real impact on sustainability.
Okay, so these aren't just any green inventions. These are like the best of the best.
Exactly. Award winning.
So what's the big takeaway here? I mean, is it all about patents?
Well, patents are definitely super important, especially early on. The study found new ventures use patents to attract investors.
Right, makes sense.
And universities use them to secure partnerships with industry.
So it's kind of like a stamp of approval, like, hey, look, we've got this patented invention, take us seriously.
Yeah, it's a signal.
But I'm guessing it's not quite that simple, is it?
You're right, it's not. And that's where things get really, really interesting. And as these innovations mature, moving from research to development, and then, you know, finally out into the market, the IP strategies start to shift.
Okay.
And the study actually uses this term semi-open to describe that kind of evolution.
Semi-open. Okay. I need you to break that down for me.
Sure.
I'm thinking like a window half open, letting in some fresh air, but also keeping some things, you know, protected.
I like that a lot. It's like a spectrum, right? At one end, you've got completely closed IP where the inventor is holding all the cards and really guards their secrets. And then on the other end, you have open source where everything's free for anyone to use and build upon.
Okay, so I see semi-open as kind of that middle ground.
Right.
Blend of protection and sharing. So what does this look like in practice, this semi-open approach?
Well, the study found licensing becomes a really key player. Think like non-exclusive licensing, where the innovator grants others the right to use their tech, maybe in a specific market for a certain amount of time.
So it's like dipping their toes in different ponds without giving up complete control.
Exactly. And it's a win-win. Innovators can generate some revenue, they can expand their reach, and they get their green tech into more hands.
Right.
In fact, the study found some startups, their whole business model is based on licensing their green IP.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
But I can see how it would be incredibly effective in, you know, getting these green technologies out there.
Yeah.
What about universities, though?
Yeah.
Because they're often seen as like these hubs of innovation, but they probably have different motivations than a company that's, you know, for profit.
Absolutely. Universities play a really unique role. While they might start with a closed IP model to protect their research, they tend to shift towards those semi-open approaches as the innovation matures.
Okay.
And they often do this through exclusive licensing agreements with industry partners.
So it's like they're playing matchmaker, connecting their research with companies that have the resources to turn it into a real product.
Exactly. And that really highlights the role universities play in bridging that gap between research and practical application.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially when it comes to green tech.
So this is all fascinating, but what about the big players, the established companies? Where do they fit into this whole semi-open IP landscape?
Well, that's where things take a bit of a turn. The study found established firms are actually the least likely to embrace those open or semi-open IP models for their green technologies.
Wait, really? I would have thought with their resources and global reach, they'd be like leading the charge.
You would think so, right?
Towards a more sustainable future, openly sharing their advancements.
It seems intuitive, but the study suggests they're more hesitant to share their IP. Maybe because they see it as a competitive advantage they don't want to lose.
That's kind of disappointing, to be honest. It seems like a missed opportunity, especially when we're talking about technologies that could benefit the whole planet. What are the implications of this? Does it mean open innovation is just a pipe dream when it comes to these huge corporations?
I don't think so. I think this finding opens up a really important conversation about how we incentivize these established firms to be more open, especially when we're dealing with technologies that have the potential to address global challenges like climate change.
It's not a simple yes or no, is it, when it comes to IP?
No, not at all.
It's not black and white. There are a lot of options.
Right. It's a lot more nuanced. And that's really where I think the study's findings are so valuable, especially for, you know, green tech innovators who are trying to figure all of this out.
Yeah. It's like they need a roadmap, a guide to figure out the best IP approach for what they're doing and what their goals are.
I think that's a great way to put it. And the roadmap isn't even static. It evolves as the innovation itself changes. What might have been the right strategy at the very beginning, you know, when you're just starting the research, might be totally different as the technology, you know, gets closer to actually being a product.
That makes sense, but it also sounds a little daunting for someone who's not an expert in this area. I can imagine a lot of these green innovators, especially the ones that are just starting out, might feel a bit overwhelmed with all these different options.
Yeah, I can see that being a real challenge, and it really highlights the need for more support and resources for these, you know, green tech startups. We need more incubators, mentorship programs, even just educational initiatives that can help these innovators, you know, create a good IP strategy right from the start.
Yeah, it's not just about understanding the legal stuff, right? It's about having a vision for how IP can actually help you achieve those bigger sustainability goals.
Absolutely. It's about seeing IP not just as this, you know, legal tool, but as something that can really drive positive change.
I like that a lot. But let's bring it back to the study for a second. We talked about how universities are kind of good at this whole IP thing, shifting from closed to those more open models as things develop. But what about the bigger companies? Why are they so hesitant to get on board with open innovation, especially for green technologies?
Well, it's complicated. There's no easy answer. Part of it might just be cultural. Large corporations often have a very strong mindset around protecting their IP. You know, it's how they stay competitive.
Right. It's like if they share what they know, they'll automatically lose. Yeah. But when it comes to sustainability, that kind of thinking just doesn't work.
I totally agree, especially when we're talking about technologies that could help with huge problems like climate change. We need a different way of thinking. We need to move away from this idea of like holding on to knowledge and work together more.
Sharing doesn't equal losing. In fact, it could be the key to even bigger innovations and faster progress.
Absolutely. And I think the study's focus on these award-winning innovations really proves that point. By looking at what successful people have done, we can see what works.
It's like a roadmap.
Exactly. A roadmap for using IP the right way. And one of the big stops on that roadmap is definitely collaboration.
Yeah, collaboration is essential. You can't just have a great green invention. You need to connect with other people, share what you know, and find partners to make it happen.
That's where platforms and networks come in. We need spaces where these green tech innovators can come together, share ideas, and find people to collaborate with. Imagine like an online marketplace where startups could meet investors, industry experts, even potential licensees.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
It would be a game changer for green tech.
Right. A one-stop shop for everything.
And it wouldn't even just be about connecting people.
Yeah.
It could also have resources and educational materials to help people, you know, figure out this whole IP strategy thing and make good decisions about how to protect and share their inventions.
Exactly. Empowering people to make the best choices for their goals.
This has been really eye-opening. Honestly, I've learned so much about how all of this works. Innovation, intellectual property, and sustainability. It's all connected.
Yeah. It's a fascinating area, and I hope it makes people think more about these issues and how they can make a difference.
I think the main takeaway is that intellectual property isn't just this legal thing.
Right.
It can be a real force for good, a way to drive positive change.
And the decisions we make about how we manage and share it, that will determine what kind of future we have.
You know, as we've been talking, it's really hit me that this isn't just a conversation for, you know, lawyers and politicians.
I agree completely. It really affects all of us. The choices that companies and universities make about their intellectual property, you know, that's going to shape the future of sustainability.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Those decisions made in a lab or a boardroom, they can actually determine whether a green technology reaches the people who need it. You know, whether we can transition to cleaner energy or really address climate change.
It's a huge responsibility. And I think this study really shows us that we need to be paying more attention to how intellectual property is being used, especially for these green innovations. So what can we as individuals do? It feels kind of overwhelming to think about influencing these huge companies or, you know, changing global policies.
That's fair. But there are things we can do. First, just stay informed. Keep learning about new technologies, the companies that are developing them. Pay attention to what they're doing with their IP. Are they open to collaborating? Are they licensing their technologies? Are they trying to make their innovations accessible to more people?
So do your research, read those sustainability reports, maybe even reach out to these companies and ask about their IP practices.
Exactly. And second, support the innovators who are doing things the right way. If a company is embracing open innovation or licensing their green tech to make a difference, support them. Buy their products, invest in their companies, tell other people about their work.
Use our power as consumers to encourage the kind of behavior we want to see.
Right. And finally, don't underestimate how powerful your voice is. Talk to your friends and family about these issues. Write to your elected officials and tell them to support policies that encourage open innovation in the green tech sector. So be an advocate for change in your personal life and in the bigger picture.
Exactly. We can all play a part in creating a more sustainable future. And understanding intellectual property is a big piece of that puzzle.
This deep dive has been incredible. I feel like I've learned so much about how innovation, intellectual property, and sustainability are all intertwined.
It has been fascinating, and I hope it's inspired our listeners to think more about these things and what they can do to support a greener world.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that intellectual property isn't just this legal concept. It's a tool that can either help or hurt our progress towards a sustainable future.
And the choices we make about how we manage and share it, those choices, will determine what kind of future we build.
So to everyone listening, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep pushing for a world where innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. Until next time, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.